Mr. Kenneth Bache called and said he had just come back from Nigeria, and he and his wife were downsizing, and he wondered whether or not we would like to have a piece that he was, when he was in Nigeria, he saw this being created. But now that they're back in the States, he and his wife are downsizing. He found out about us and wanted to know whether or not we would like to have this object. And of course, we told him we'd be delighted and thanked him for thinking of us. He then said he would come and bring it to us on a particular day at a certain time. When he was not there, we were hoping that nothing had gone wrong within his household. And it turned out when he did get there, he apologized for being late, but said that he had to respond to Gorbachev. And that's why he was late, because at that time there was something going on between the U.S. and Russia, and he was in a position to be the one to respond to Gorbachev, who was one of the Russian leaders at that time. We were just amazed when we saw the piece, and amazed that he was explaining to me and my husband, and he was in a position to be writing Gorbachev. We're just amazed at that. This house post tells you a lot about the Yoruba people of Nigeria. The Yoruba are a major ethnic group of Nigeria. This is depicting a family, a protective father who has a European weapon at his side. He's not galloping around to shoot people, but it's just a symbolism to say that he is the protector of his family. He is at the bottom. He is on a horse that is also well decorated, as he is well decorated himself or well dressed. So he has been depicted by Lamidi Fakeye, who is fifth generation master carver, of a family well off. And that is depicted by the kinds of clothing that he has, the fact that he is on a horse, because a horse is expensive to maintain. And so when you see that he's on a horse, that gives him a certain level of height in the society. The horse, too, is well decked out. And so, again, he is not a struggling person. He has been depicted as a family that is well off, but he is the protector of his family. The European weapon is there, as I said earlier, just to give you the idea and to remind you that he is the protector of his family. His wife is on a pedestal, and she has a baby at her back, as well as she is feeding a baby. The mother being the nurturer, doing something that physically feeding the baby with parts of her body that the male cannot do. It is expected of her to do that. And as a mother, she is proud to do that. She, too, is well-dressed, having a very elaborate hair arrangement, also the jewelry. We have to assume that this is an expensive piece of cloth, and they are depicted as a family that is not struggling. You will see that there is the baby is being fed, and it tells you a lot about traditional living. And it used to be all over much over the world, that the mother is supplying the life for the baby. When the baby is born, the baby cannot chew, the baby can only take liquids, cannot take solids, food. And so the liquid that she is getting from the mother is sustaining life. And if that mother is not prepared or cannot provide that liquid for the baby's survival, then someone who has just had a baby would be asked or would be expected to do that, so that the baby will live and be healthy to grow up to be a very responsible person among the Yoruba people. You will notice on the mother, as well as on the father, ethnic markings, and that depicts that they are Yoruba. This is a contemporary piece. It was designed to depict the family, and it is called a house post. House posts generally supported portions of the roof of a traditional home.